Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Mackie.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show as usual on this Wednesday morning. This pennant race baseball Wednesday morning. And it just feels like there's a lot of thank yous to throw around. Thank you. Thank you first and foremost to the Atlanta Braves for blowing a game in the 7th inning. Thank you very much to the Baltimore Orioles, who are just falling apart, dropping pop-ups, and getting blown out by the San Francisco Giants. Thank you to Victor Robles for possibly one of the more dumb plays I've ever seen on a baseball field. Thank you all. Just thank every one of you. Because you made my night freaking stupendous. This is what it's about, baby. Playoff baseball. Pennant race baseball. And it feels like right now. Certainly, the Yankees are clearly one game away now after beating the Seattle Mariners with just an... We're going to get more into the play. We got a quick open here. Got a couple breaks. We'll get to the rest of the show, but we'll get to some of the ins and outs of these games for both the Mets and the Yankees. But my goodness, one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen to completely take all momentum that could have possibly went Seattle's way, right back into the Yankees, who start the game with a bunch of runs. You heard it here on The Fan, Justin Shackle, Susan Waldman on the call, as the Yankees pound the Mariners 11-2. Juan Soto, who we're going to talk about on this show, just said something in the postgame that I'm not going to cry, I'm not going to get emotional, I'm not going to get upset. We're going to pretend like it didn't happen, but I'm going to have to talk about it. But he hits his 40th home run of the season, his 200th home run of his career. Now he's knocked off every single ballpark inside of Major League Baseball off the list. Aaron Judge with four RBIs, just a big explosive night. Luis Gil, who got off to a rocky start in the first inning, exactly why he should not be a reliever, but rocky start in the first inning, settles down after, again, the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and now they are one magic number away from clinching a playoff spot, and they are four games up in this division over the Baltimore Orioles. And you saw them last night go against one of the better pitchers in the American League in Brian Wu and attack him early, pound him. We saw a home run from the Martian. Jason Dominguez goes deep. The offense has been clicking. You got Stroman, who's been relegated to the bullpen, comes and gives you innings. A very clean, crisp, mistake-free Gleyber Torres, who's going to be a major talking point of this show, who continues to just dominate at the leadoff position. Another three hits in this game. Two runs. Defensive plays. Just an unbelievable, really well-played game from the New York Yankees, who dominate the Mariners and are now one victory away from champagne in Seattle. And I'm here for it. And hopefully I'll be on right after the game tomorrow night. But we do have to talk about the Mets as well, as now they are two games up over the Atlanta Braves, who blew a game that they were winning and leading over the Cincinnati Reds. And I believe now they are 0-4 against the Reds on the season. They continue to stub their toe. And the Mets have an unbelievable win in many ways. And we're going to get to it here. Again, I got a break in a second. But we are going to talk about the man of the night. Because no, the man of the night is not Juan Soto, as impressive as that home run was. No, it's not Judge and his four RBIs. No, it's not the Martian. Dominguez for his first home run of the year, or Wells in the double that cleared the bases, or Luis Gil, or it isn't even Acuna for the Mets, who had his first home run for his young major league career, looking excellent defensively, multiple hits, and hit one about 420 feet in this game. No, it's not Luis. No, it's not McGill, and another impressive start for him. No, it's not. It's about one guy tonight. One guy who not only I, but almost everyone in this town, I don't try to pretend that I'm the one guy doing it, but last night I specifically called out Pete Alonso, that it was time right now. Right now, with Lindor out with a back injury, and we don't know when he's going to be back, and I'll tell you the truth right now, as the story broke from Joel Sherman in the Post today, that the general manager decided to call a meeting, that Stearns decided to call a meeting, and the manager decided to call a meeting just to, you know, connect with the guys and make sure they're on the same page and maybe talk about Lindor, that scares the hell out of me for what they think about this Lindor injury. And maybe I'm reading too much into it, but the idea that they have to have a meeting to talk about it makes me very concerned and makes me wonder how long we're going to be playing without Lindor. And so we called out Pete Alonso and said, it's time, and put to bed this horrendous season. That if you look at the numbers, okay, maybe it's not horrendous, but it's horrendous for him, and he's gotten zero clutch hits. And it was time in these 12 games to step up and take over for the injured Lindor and be the guy to carry this team. And apparently, he's one of three guys, the only player to step up and give an impassioned speech, which is one of the words that you don't hear much, and then all of a sudden, in a story like this, I've heard impassioned 10 times today. But to give the speech, talk about how he wants to celebrate, talk about the position this Met team is in, because they are in a special position. And unfortunately, and this isn't to rag on the Mets, these seasons don't come that often. And hopefully moving forward with this new regime, who obviously you have immense confidence in right now, maybe we won't be saying that 5-6 years from now. But the fact of the matter is, you can count on one hand back-to-back playoff seasons from this franchise. And this is, in Pete Alonso's career, other than 2 years ago, the best opportunity he's had to go out there and make a postseason run. And with the way they're pitching, the way they're playing, the way the rest of the National League, in my thank yous, I forgot to mention the San Diego Padres, who can't score a run with a man on third and I think nobody out in the bottom of the 10th. Or thank the Arizona Diamondbacks, who you're now tied with for the second wild card game, as they can't beat the Rockies. Thank yous all around. The Mets are in a position to do something special here. He recognizes it, and he wants to celebrate with the boys. Whatever his reasoning is, this could be his last homestand as a New York Met. This could be the last handful of games, his last season as a New York Met. And he made it clear it's time to get serious and win, and he followed it up with his best performance of the year, at least most memorable, where he has 5 RBIs, he dunks in a base hit. Now, was it smash? No. But you know what? It doesn't matter. A hit's a hit. The old cliche, it's a line drive in the box score. That's a bloop single. Scores 2 runs to help them really start to break out of it. And then hits a monster home run to seal the deal on the evening. That is as impressive a performance when you take into consideration what he's done so far this year. The fact that literally yesterday, it wasn't just me. It just felt like these last 12 games, this homestand, starting with the Nationals, it just feels like without Lindor, someone's going to have to step up. And we all know it's on him. All right, J.D. Martinez is a veteran player, a good RBI guy, someone who's had a great career, and, you know, he's got to do better. And Vientos, the young superstar, is ice cold lately. You know, he's got to do better. And there's other guys who can step up. But the man who needs to step up, the one who's expected to step up, the man who's heading into free agency, the man who didn't want to take the $200 million or whatever it was from this Met organization, who wanted more, expected more, is one of the faces of the franchise, the polar bear, all of it. He's the guy who needs to step up. And for him to have that meeting, or at least be part of that meeting, decide to step up and speak in that meeting, and follow it up with 4 RBIs, follow it up with that kind of performance, I mean, it's got to continue. It can't be a one-night Can't be a one-trick pony. It can't be a one-night special. He's got to do it the rest of this 11-game stretch. At least you think so, unless the Braves are just going to completely fall all over themselves, which is possible. But you need him to continue to do this. But night one, off of that meeting, off of the, you know, making sure he spoke and then let his bat speak in night, that is a big-time performance from Pete Alonso and something he desperately needed. And we'll get into it more right after this. 888-808-1019. So we'll get into Pete Alonso, who to me is the man of the night with that big performance, and the Mets have a two-game lead in that third game wild card standings and tied with the Arizona Diamondbacks for the second wild card standings. The Yankees get a big victory. Soto with a huge home run. A dominant performance in Seattle, one magic number away from clinching a playoff spot, four games up on the division. A big baseball night in New York. We got the Jets tomorrow. Plenty to do.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Sal Licata. Listen today at 11 as Howie Rose joins me and BT to talk about the Mets' playoff push. That's today at 11 on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All right, 153. McMonagle here with you. 888-808-1019. Let's talk some baseball to start the show. As, I mean, everything went right for both teams last night. Just everything. I mean, Padres lose, and that's, you know, on the level of least important to most important. Padres lose, Diamondbacks lose, Atlanta loses, Mets dominate the Nationals, Pete Alonso comes through with his biggest performance of the year, and this is what it's about, man. I mean, we will forget everything. I'm telling you right now, it's happening with Gleyber Torres on the Yankees. It's happening with Gleyber Torres. I mean, as much as I defended him at times, and I said when everyone wanted him traded at the deadline for a bag of balls, I was like, you can't trade him. They need him. I still don't think I want him moving forward. And he's too inconsistent. We don't see this Gleyber enough. But right now, if he plays like this, like he's been playing the last, 25 games, whatever it's been, if he's going to continue to play like this and play like this through the season into the playoffs, who's going to remember he had a miserable year? Who's going to care? If Pete Alonso carries the team into the postseason and stays hot and hits home runs, who's going to care that it wasn't as clutch of a season as it could have been? If this team overachieves to what most expectations were to start the year, and they finish right now very possibly in the second wild card, maybe the top wild card. Like that's I know the schedule gets tough and they're gonna play four games against Philadelphia. They're not gonna play the Nats every night, which who they've owned this season. But I mean, if he continues to do this and plays into the playoffs and they overachieve, and I mean, if they're playing three wild card games at Citi Field,
who's going to remember he had an off year? No one's going to care. No one is going to care. Now, come off-season time and contract-wise and whatever else, okay, then it comes back into play. But for the next month, no one is going to give a damn. And I just, you know, something about this team, right? I mean, they have the previous meeting. Lindor's the one who speaks mainly. Lindor's the one who's called it. Lindor goes off. Nimmo's the other guy who's been vocal. He talks after the meeting to the media about what was said. He's the one, you know, pretty much challenging the GM and David Stearns to make moves and acquisitions. We deserve it. We're looking to add. He has a great stretch, although he's been down lately. And now Pete Alonso, to go along with all the other stuff, the OMG, who Iglesias, again, I mean, the guy last night, or two nights ago, excuse me, with the base hit to tie the game in the eighth, and, you know, he continues to hit every at-bat. It just looks like a good quality professional at-bat. But they have Grimace, they have OMG, they have, you know, Hoctua, whatever, I don't know, whatever, Rally Pimp, even at some point this year. But they have this special type season. He decides to speak in another meeting called by David Stearns, and now he goes off. There is just something going on with this team. You can feel it. It's palpable. And they're going to need him, because honestly, the meeting scares me about what they think of this Lindor injury. It scares me. Now, I know he's feeling better. He was feeling better yesterday. I'm sure he'll feel better today. There's nothing structurally wrong. But if he was going to be ready for this Philadelphia series, and they just had three games against the lousy Nationals, like, I know there's other things to discuss in this meeting, but really, what? The team's playing well. We don't need a meeting right now. Does this team look like a team that doesn't understand what they're playing for? I know the offense has gone cold for a second, but like, what's the meeting about? To me, the meeting is, I don't know when Lindor's coming back, and we're going to have to overcome it. And that's why Alonso spoke, and he answered the call the very first night.